Welcome to episode 2 of Shoulda Said, a stand-up comedy joke jam and improv podcast. I'm Joe Drew, one of your hosts. This episode I'm joined by Chris McDonald, Forrest Olson, Lisa Graston, and Sarah Edwards, as well as my co-host, Brooke Converse. You might notice a big difference in audio quality this episode. We're continuing to tweak things, so please give us feedback whatever way that you're able to. Thanks for joining us. And now, for some reason, another introduction. Welcome to episode 2 of Shoulda Said, a podcast by comedians for comedians. I'm Joe Drew, and I'm ready for some shit.
I'm Forrest Olson, and I don't produce smegma.
I'm Chris McDonald, and yeah, that's it.
I'm Brooke Converse. I am your co-host, question mark? And also, I like to tell puns.
Gross.
I don't have one, but I like them.
Just letting you know.
I like a pun.
Yeah, one fun fact.
One fun fact about me.
I'm Sarah Edwards, and I have post-traumatic smegmatism.
Yes!
I'm Lisa Graston, and I'm...
unsure about your own name.
I couldn't think of anything to say.
I'll pick you up late at night after work. I said, lady, step inside my Hyundai.
Forrest, have you got a bit?
I have four.
You have four bits.
No. We can. What I was going to offer was choice. So I have one about. I have one about Cialis. I have one about scientists and feeling odd about support from either side of the political spectrum. I have one about emotional needs, and I have another about sex and emotional needs.
I want to hear the scientist one.
Yes.
All right, sounds good. I know we're all sick of me talking about my dick.
I am not sick.
Joe will never get sick of that.
Yeah. I have Cialis now. My dick works. It's so great. So I was watching a reel of a very unsettling dance performance, Instagram reel, where the artist has some like special black liquid that's incredibly thick and like stays attached to them in sheets that then like fall away. And it's like they'll be like whipping around and they'll whip up like a big black sheet and then it'll kind of like evaporate. And it seems like it's just like, it looks like latex, essentially, like oozing latex. And she's rolling around on sand. And I was looking through the comments of this and saw that there were scientists that were like trying to guess what the material was that she was covered in. And I imagine that they must like feel strange about like how many, like just like uninformed people that like try to hop onto them, like on both sides of the political spectrum. Like there's like conservative anti-science people and then also like liberal idiots who also have no idea what they're talking about but like are very supportive and one of these sciencey people was like, it's probably some like long carbon chain at the molecular level, but like I don't know. And then another also sciencey person obviously replies and is like, oh, 100% my guess is like polyethylene oxide. And then some anti-science bro is like, that stuff looks demonic and gay. And then a dumb liberal person is like, listen to the scientist, okay? It's polyamorous oxide. They obviously know what they're talking about. And that's kind of, yeah, that's the premise. It's not a worked out bit yet. But I don't know. I want it to be about like... scientists feel like not knowing who they're like, technically it's not polyamorous oxide, but thank you for believing me, and it does look a little gay, I agree. You know, like, I don't know, what is it sparking anything?
I think the two things that pointed out to me is I think it's hard to like make jokes about reels that like even like that I've seen.
Yeah.
I don't know why, like I don't know if people just don't paint the picture as you saw it, like when you're telling them.
Yeah.
I think it's a very hard joke to do.
Yeah, I agree.
There is something funny about like the that people go to.
I would be like very animated. Like, I would be like throwing my hands up in the like, Yes. Like, I would attempt to be very animated and I would dance on stage to like demonstrate how it's.
Yeah. Yeah.
How it was happening. But
that works really well in an audio only format.
Yeah. I got the camera right there. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah. I was like, I was hung up on like the reel and the like. Who and the
trying to picture what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I was distracted. But yeah.
Well,
by that.
It literally. It's like,
do you need that as part of the joke?
Yeah.
Or is it not? Like that was just science, that was just the inspiration. Yeah. I guess.
I think like a liberal saying polyamory with like polyethylene, like that's like,
funny.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Sure.
Yeah. I think it's funny, like that people will go to the comments for like correct facts, but like anyone can write anything there.
Yes.
So it's like, why are we going here for science?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It also like, it makes me think about like the pandemic and when Fauci had to go and talk about COVID with like, was it Trump? Yeah. No, it was Biden. I don't remember.
It was Trump and then Biden.
Trump and then Biden. Okay. Yeah. I was like,
yeah.
But I feel like, and then
Fauci got to be like,
yeah, exactly. So like I feel like there's something funny about like a scientist having to interact with somebody like a politician and having to sort of like appeal
like Biden would ask Fauci like if I'm massaging somebody's shoulders for that, was that too close to give them COVID? And Trump is like, what if I spit on my fingers and then grab him by the pussy? Is that gonna get? Can you get COVID in your pussy?
Can you get COVID from a hot tub?
Yeah.
I think it's good to take the side of like against liberals, against conservative, like from the perspective.
Yeah, like I think
that'll win people over.
Yeah,
and I do think scientists, like a lot of like people that are in research based fields, they also sometimes get frustrated by people like just hopping on a side without obviously enough information to really be informed about whatever they're having an opinion about.
Bill Nye, the science guy, or Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Oh, like, to be friends with?
Fuck.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, marry, kill. Who's
a third
Elon
scientist?
Musk?
Wait.
Fuck, marry, kill, conservatives, liberals, and scientists.
Oh, I feel like...
Who's a third scientist?
Yeah,
like an entertaining scientist. Like
wait,
Bill
we
Nye.
Have Neil deGrasse Tyson,
Hawking
Bill Nye, and Stephen Hawking.
Einstein?
He's already dead.
Oh. Okay, Einstein.
He's the other
Why? Who cares?
A
living scientist.
Greta Thunberg.
Oh my God. Hey.
I hate being the man that suggested this.
Anthropologist is a scientist.
Andrew Huberman.
Oh God.
I found the third only scientist.
You don't know who he is.
She's 21. Sorry, I hate being this person, but Greta Thunberg is 21
She's
years old.
We know who Forrest would fuck.
Yeah. Honestly, I would marry Greta Thunberg, I think.
She's smart.
Yeah.
That's true.
She's smart. She's outspoken. She could call me on my shit.
Okay, is that the third one, then?
She doesn't look like a good...
Did you kill Bill Nye?
I don't think she's...
Yeah, who do you fuck?
Neil deGrasse or Bill Nye?
It's a tough one.
I feel like I said I would marry Greta Thunberg a little reflexively. Now.
Crucial pieces.
Should have said. Yeah. This playing out in real time with these three.
All right.
Joe, you're going to be Greta Thunberg. Sarah, you're going to be Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Perfect.
Brooke, you're going to be Bill Nye.
Uh-huh.
Chris, you're Forrest.
Hell yeah.
So I'm sure you guys have come here to impress me and help me make this very important decision.
Yeah, I mean, this reality show said that they would donate to my cause. And so, put on my best bow tie and here I am.
That'll only work if I don't kill you. But don't let that get to your head.
Sea Forest, the cosmos, they brought us together today. I think it was meant to be. Neil and Forrest.
Neil Forrest?
I don't think you're selling it.
Listen, depending on which option we go for.
Listen, Nye, Forrest, Nye. I'm your guy.
Forest, the planet, it is burning. You don't understand.
Why is it burning?
The planet is burning, but it is not burning as much as is my loins for the forest. I yearn for you. I love you. I want to bear all of your children. I have a related question. What nationality is Gritathan?
She's some kind of like, she's like Scandinavian.
It's 2024. You can remember be whoever exactly. You want.
Right. I am.
You
Greta,
decide.
I am Greta Thunberg from the Germany. Greta Thunberg von Schultz.
Johann.
Because we're all dedicated to science, compelling. Forrest, is there some sort of empirical way, some sort of experiment we could do to win your heart?
I do love data.
That's a very good question. I think we need to. I think you have to take out blood. For me, and measure your love
of each other
with blood,
like a battle.
That's up for interpretation.
Because I'll fucking choke Neil deGrasse right now. I mean,
yeah, like, well, we're buddies.
Yeah,
what
but
the
like,
fuck, man, why don't we go for Greta over here? True, we don't even know her.
It's true.
She spouts all this
states.
Climate change stuff. That's not real.
For everything. I'm down for Forrest. I'm down for Neil. I am down for Bill.
Forrest would be
no,
Forrest
wait,
would
fuck
be into
this Forrest guy. Like, between our brains.
Yeah, why are we even entertaining this dude?
Yeah.
Hold on. I gotta choose someone to fuck, marry, and kill. What do you guys want to be in that trio?
I think we fuck, marry, and kill him
all at the same
time. Oh, we fuck, we marry him, then we fucking kill him. And then he's gone.
I like that he fucking kill. I think and scene.
Your name tag. I said Jenny.
Does anybody else have a bit?
I have four.
wow, you guys really like
three of
did you guys plan this?
Yeah.
Three of them are puns, so just like get rid of those.
I'm gonna queue up my feedback. Have you tried making jokes instead of terrible just words?
I don't know the difference.
Fuck.
No, I'll go with the only non-pun.
Thank Christ.
I like a pun.
You're my coke.
No, I was lying.
Yeah. He's making yolks.
Yeah.
he is an egg.
He is making yolks.
Make us
a yolk. Don't know where I'm from.
He's a scrambled egg, this one.
Here we go.
Ready?
Give us a bit.
Yeah.
So for a while, I was like really into self-help books. Mm-hmm. And spoiler alert, they don't work at all. The best way I could like describe what self-help books are is like kind of like going like to IKEA. Because like you start and you walk through the showroom and everything makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's all like it's well designed and it's, you know, in theory, works as you would expect.
Wow, someone put this together so well.
Yeah.
Yes. And you're like, I cannot wait to incorporate this into my life.
It will look like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you take it home and it makes no sense. You're like, what?
This is great.
What? Like, it's missing pieces. Like, there's key information missing.
Yep.
For some reason, the instructions are in Dutch, and you're like, this isn't how it started. This makes no sense. And then...
My girlfriend speaks Dutch.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Somehow. She's the only one that can read the instructions. Yeah, and then, you know, at
only
the end
my,
of this...
Only her ex knows how to read her instructions.
And then at the end of it, you just kind of like... you know, probably like donate it and just pass it on to the next person. And you're like, you try to find something in this. Mm. That's it.
No, that's funny.
Yeah, no, it's a great analogy. It's a great comparison.
You got to throw in some like IKEA-ism like names, right?
Oh,
there's definitely,
you can definitely have some fun with like fake ones as well.
Yeah.
Like Florgan Botch. Yeah.
Exactly. Remember that little dude that's always in the pictures?
Self and Helpin.
There's like, is that what his name is?
No.
Yes. He kind of...
Like if IKEA sold a self-help book, it would be called
with a
side of meatballs.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
I don't know, but there's you know what I'm talking about? He kind of looks like the Just for Laughs guy. He's like this blobby kind of like...
Bald.
Like nothing. He's like a monster creature.
He's like, he haunts me at night.
The blob.
The guy that's the blob man. He just points to things. Yeah.
That blob.
Like, does he also point to his head at some point?
Yes.
He's like, remember.
Use your brain.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
If you have questions, then you go to the IKEA. Except for the self-help book version of that blob is, if you have questions, it's your own fucking problem. Nobody cares. Yeah.
If you have questions, only work 20 hours a week.
Universal healthcare and university paid for.
Yeah.
He also like doesn't have a mouth, so yeah. I don't know if he can say anything.
Oh God, that's
he could just point.
That is terrifying.
A therapist that only points.
He's trying to escape. You're
putting a panel on backwards. He's just like.
He's just like the subtitles, like parentheses, like Swedish, like scream mumbles.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. He's like Clippy, but for IKEA.
Oh,
screams in Sweden.
Yeah.
Do you know there's a Clippy Clitlet?
Oh my God.
I'm going to read it. Yeah, there is. There's a Clippy one.
What can I do to help you, man?
A guy wrote it, apparently.
Of course he did.
That sounds like I would do that in order to make fun of Clitlet.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a Blobby one. I don't know.
What's that his name now? Blobby?
I don't know.
Blobby. I like self-helping.
Self and helping.
Self and helping is a good name.
Yeah.
So, to add on, I feel like, have you read a bunch of self-help books? Because I think specific examples of like, you know, when they tell you to just try real hard and like grind and like we're in the time when you have to just like own everything, right? Like all of your outcomes is your fault. It's just like when the IKEA guy is like, yo, everything's on fire and it's all falling down and your wife's left you and your kids are all dead. Yeah, well, just call up 1-800-IKEA. Everything will be all right.
There's also maybe something in like, I know with IKEA, there's like instructions that say like, you need to make this with another person.
Two people to live.
I had that happen to me when I was like first living on my own, and it was like a desk, and I was so proud of myself, and I didn't look ahead, and I got to the part where it was two people, like no, and I just remember crying.
And Swedish people are like, what, you don't have friends that help you?
There could be a parallel with self-help, like you just like, if you need to call someone, it's like, what if I don't have anyone to call? What the fuck? Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
That is good.
What are some other like, what are like, I feel like there's some famous self-help books that like everyone knows,
like
as well,
The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Exactly. Atomic Habits.
I fucking hate habit ones.
How to Win Friends and Influence.
Oh, what about like Eckhart Tolle stuff?
Yeah, a new
Hour of Now.
Yeah.
I've got some right there. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Getting things done.
Dad's like, really into that.
This guy's
is he?
That's correct.
You have Modern Romance. I've read this book.
Yeah. That was before Aziz. Before the allegations about Aziz.
Yeah, but the allegations.
It was before the allegations. Proven to be incorrect.
Oh yeah.
They did seem like a normal awkward interaction between people that were having a date. Yeah.
He had a bad date and she ran.
Canceled.
Yeah.
Canceled.
And she was like, he's famous. I don't know. Wow.
But yeah, dropping some names would be really helpful.
Like names of the furniture pieces and names of books. Do something.
Or if you're trying to put this piece of furniture together, it's this type of self-help book. I don't know, like maybe equating the like room it's from to the kind of self-help you would need in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like healthy eating but like self-help bullshit. God. Like what's your like, what is it? Like blood type bullshit.
This is reminding me. This is reminding me once. People are so like, men are so mean to each other. One of my friends was having a party, and he had like gotten out of a he had gotten out of a marriage. He was engaged, and he broke off his engagement. And then like a year and a half later, he was having a party at his house, and one of his like old frat boy buddies was like looking through his books, and he had like one of the like self-help books on the shelf. And he pulled it down and he stopped everyone at the party to show everyone this book. And the book's title was No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Oh my God.
And he's like, no, he's a very sweet man. Notoriously nice.
No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Yes. Bless. It was delightful.
Yeah. Should have set a scene. You're in an IKEA and you desperately need to have read the self-help books, but you haven't. And your partner at IKEA is reacting to the fact that you're not in a good place. Brooke, you are the person not in a good place. Forrest, you're the partner.
Am I in a good place?
The partner is in an unspecified place.
Why are they not in a good place?
Exactly. Yeah, it's improv.
I didn't listen to the video.
Are we in not a good place the way Forrest is not?
Right. I can channel this. It's like that.
Oh man. So you like, what do you like this, you like this pillow? It's got kind of like fun texture, babe.
It's too orange,
but my,
it's like too, like, sunny.
But we have, like, that's kind of our color palette. We have a very warm...
Yeah, it's going to match too much.
Okay, well, what about... So, what should contrast it, you think? What color would you prefer, darling?
So many questions. I mean...
Are you hungry? Do you think you're hungry? They've got... You like the meatballs. We've had them before.
I'm off the meatballs. The last time my IBS really kicked in, you remember? Mm. Remember we had to get some Pepto-Bismol.
I do. Yep. Okay. Yep.
We had to go out.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, I brought it up.
I'm sorry. I forgot. I remember now. Yes. Mm-hmm. What about ice cream?
We really need to pick these pillows, and I need you to come tell me what you think about this bookshelf. What do you think about this bookshelf?
I like it. It's white. You know, you could paint one of your murals on it, you know?
My murals?
Yeah.
You're calling them my murals? I mean, how many times have I asked you to call them what they are? They're my Pretty Pony pictures.
I only do ponies.
I don't do murals. Murals are like...
I just want to see you smile. So Pretty Pony, Pretty Pony, that's, we're talking like electric blue, we're talking pink.
Yep.
Should we find maybe some of those colors pink for our pillows?
Pink is triggering. You know, pink reminds me of that time when we were down and getting bubblegum and then it slipped and it got in my hair and you had to cut my hair and then you had to wash my hair with all
so
that stuff.
You look so great with short hair.
And you, babe,
like you're very fierce.
I went to the hairdresser to get my hair fixed and now I can't see pink.
Okay. Well, okay.
Attention IKEA shopper. Anyone who can make a decision at all in the next 5 minutes gets 75% off their entire order.
Oh my gosh. Babe, a deal! A deal! We gotta run! It's like an amazing race! Go! We've been training for this! Let's go! Let's go!
Blue? I feel like blue. We landed on blue. So all right, we're getting blue.
Oh my god.
We're getting blue. 75% off. We decided, sir.
Push the children out of the way!
Yeah. I don't give a... Yeah. My girlfriend's happy again. Get the fuck out of the way.
No, you little bastards.
And scene.
Uncle step to you with a fresh pack of gum. If somehow I knew you were looking for some. Oh no.
Sometimes they're out for you.
Yeah. Gene and I literally overheard a couple say, come over here and tell me what you think about this bookshelf at IKEA. So every time we were like shopping somewhere, they're like, it's our code. Because it lives rent free in my brain.
Nice.
The couple's fighting at IKEA.
Yeah.
It's real.
We don't fight at IKEA. We go and fight with everybody else.
Yeah.
When I first moved to Canada, my girlfriend and I had a fight that made me rethink whether I should have moved here within the first week I made a big decision, of course, a huge mistake. Yeah, exactly. The fight about the planter for the tree that we bought. She wanted a very plain white tree and I wanted a ridiculously like bright orange planter for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
who won?
She won. She won. Of course.
Of course.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. My boyfriend or my fiance, he feels like I don't let him buy anything for the house, but he buys like ridiculous things. Like, so he bought this pen for our cat, and we live in a like 600 square foot apartment. Okay, so like we have no
like a playpen.
Like, yeah, like,
I was picturing
a writing utensil.
No, like a pen, and like we literally have no space. And when you put it together, it was massive. It took up like the whole living room, and I was like, the cat doesn't need a pen.
Cats don't want to be penned in. No. Give it a box.
They also can jump over a pen.
It was useless in doing anything. Yeah. And then I was like, I think we need to put the pen away. He's like, you never like when I buy anything for the apartment. I was like, this is an insane thing.
You want to die on this hill.
I was so ready to like back him and be like, I was in my head, a pen. I was like, sounds practical. Sounds like it, you know, like thinking, whatever.
All the time.
Yeah.
But then I couldn't do it.
No.
We can use it for the cat and fiance. The child.
Right? He's thinking ahead, Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah.
A real planner.
It's a real planner. The cat, the dog, and the child in the pen. Leaves room and for activities.
And then you can rest.
I loved how this started, and I did think he bought her a pen, and I was like, what's that kitty going to write?
I know. Tale of two kitties.
That kitty. That kitty writes some real hot
crit lit.
Like
that.
It was
off the dome.
I had a similar kind of fight, like when I moved back from the U.S., like the night of, like I put laundry in my girlfriend's like family, like laundry machine. And then like all the stuff went in the dryer, and then we were taking stuff out of the dryer, and then a condom wrapper came out of it. And she looked at me, and I was just like, I was like, this is obviously a huge deal. Like, quit my job, moved, all this stuff. Obviously didn't cheat or anything. And I just like froze.
Came out of your pants?
It just out of the dryer. But it was my clothes.
It was my size.
But it wasn't. It was my brand.
Hard to miss. Hard to miss that wrapper.
Don't use it. I don't think it's good after the dryer.
So few people use triple.
It was just the wrapper.
Triple small.
Just the wrapper. Well, how did a wrapper fall into
pencil.
Your laundry?
Pencil.
I'll explain.
Durex pencil.
I'm jumping the gun.
Durex wee wee.
Yeah, Durex acorn.
The micro penis.
So we just like sat there. She was like, how did it get in there? I was like, I have no fucking idea.
Oh, it's
like,
the wrong no choice sense. You just I just love jerking off with a condom.
Yeah, that was the answer.
So somehow like her sister and brother-in-law like lived in the basement, and like I don't know if they just like came up at that time, or like we got them, or like maybe we asked her, and then she sees the wrapper, like the like my girlfriend's sister just like grabs it and then just like runs downstairs. I'm assuming like it was theirs, and they know the brand and all that stuff.
I was like,
this almost ruined the whole thing.
Maybe it wasn't hers. Maybe she was just like, oh no, this is gonna cause conflict. Yeah.
She's a good sister-in-law.
Ex-sister-in-law.
Never mind. We hate her. Fuck that bitch.
So who did you cheat on your girlfriend with?
I would never.
Ex-girlfriend. Gonna take you up to Glendale.
I actually did come up with
that. Yeah.
Right. So I'm trying to hash out this joke. I used to work at a dog daycare for a while, and I haven't figured out how to flesh it out, but I was like, I worked at dog daycare for a while before settling down as a corporate girly, and there's a lot of similarities between working with dogs and working with people in corporate culture.
Positive reinforcement.
Yeah. So I want to like kind of riff on, some like training, but also about venting about work, because I would come home from venting, or I'd come home from work with the dogs, and I would vent about my day, and it would sound like I was talking about humans, until I got to like a specific part where I'd be like, and then he just like ate Archie's shit, and I like didn't know what to do about it. And I need to find a way to like work those examples in. Like I have like
I love it.
Hudson and Winston wouldn't stop bickering today. It was so fucking annoying. We had to step in and ask them to separate themselves a few times. And then I look over and Winston just walks over and starts pissing on Hudson in front of everybody. Didn't know what to do about it. So just like something along those lines.
I can't write them up. Like there's no like, you know, three strikes. I can't like go
to
HR.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, yeah. HR is not going to do anything about it. Yeah. We're all just pissing on each other. And like, I don't know what to,
is, how to is HR like the cat that you have also at this daycare?
That's funny.
You know, that's like, doesn't care. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be. Or like, yeah.
What would doggy daycare HR look like?
Oh,
yeah.
That's such a good question. Yeah. It was really a free for all.
It's an boring dog. Breed would be HR?
Like a bulldog? Oh. No, that's too
No, like a
Pomeranian, like those
skinny, shaky ones.
Or a Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Or a King Charles Spaniel.
I could see that too. They're very regal.
Oh, a King Charles Spaniel, I think, would be a good. It's very. It's giving Karen and like call it kind of boring.
You know what it would be? It would be like a poodle mix, like a Shih Tzu. You know, like one of those like curly
Prissy.
Ones. They're so annoying.
Or just like a like.
I just love the rules.
They're like
sit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Standard poodle.
I can see that.
And they like want everybody to like do whatever they're doing.
Absolutely. That's so everything by the rules. Yeah. Everything's a rule. Yeah, I can see that.
A good parallel between like a dog daycare and a corporate thing would be like Archie's always licking Jeffrey's ass.
Yeah, I think something along the lines of those things. Yeah, because I would literally come home to my partner and I'd be like, oh, today was so fucking stressful. Like, Walnut got in this like huge fight with Harvey, and it was just like, they drew blood. I didn't know what to do. Like, it just was always this. And then she'd be like, I can't tell if you're talking about the people or the dogs. Like, I don't know.
Walnut? You think someone's name is Walnut?
Yeah, I have to change the names.
20.
Names that are close, like the Winston and Hudson were good ones.
That's why, yeah, I chose those ones.
Absolutely,
There could be something funny, too, and like, maybe like you're meeting someone new or you're at a party and like you're talking and they don't realize you're talking about dogs.
Yes.
You say that's something. With your partner, they know where you work. But like, it's like if you're like talking to somebody who doesn't know and you're like talking and then you like slip something in like and then like he gobbled his shit off the floor.
And his lipstick came out and he came all over my leg.
Lipstick.
He started humping my leg. Yeah. Along those lines. That's good.
Yeah.
No, I like that.
I think a common thing in offices is like stealing lunches.
I got jokes for days about stealing.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's it won't good get too. Old.
Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah, I just need to, like all of these like little
and certain dogs being super high maintenance and similar to that coworker that needs like perfect silence and like things a certain way. And if you move something out around on their station, they lose their mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are dogs like that.
I know.
Are there any parallels to like corporate jargon as well? Like circle back.
There's
some other ones.
Oh, it's take like it offline.
Like a lunch and learn.
Yeah. Tail is wagging the dog.
Oh my god.
Yes. I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
Fucking the dog is.
I think it's like where you like the excitement. Influence the decision
making. The dog's like, what? That's good. I feel like going for like dogs humping each other legs, eating shit, peeing on
there's
each
lots
other.
Of parallels and comparisons to like the workforce.
I know it's actually like hilarious.
I also think throwing in some like regular name dog, like when dogs have like regular names like Doug, like
they're all gonna have to have like a human name. Like I always picture it like I'm talking to a friend or somebody at a restaurant and the table beside me is like, oh, that girl won't shut up about her work. And then their ears perk up because I'm like, and then he like ate some shit. And they're like, wait.
Betty is such a bitch.
Yeah. There was this dog, Bailey, genuinely this dog, Bailey, that like I fucking hated.
Your dog's Bailey.
I love her.
Okay.
I hate the name Bailey.
Oh.
That's a whole other thing.
Oh.
I didn't name
That's
her.
A bit. I hate my dog's name.
I do hate my dog's name.
That's a bit right there.
I'm going to write that down.
That's a funny.
And you didn't name her.
I didn't name her.
She doesn't have like You could rename her.
It would have to be something that like rhymes with Bailey, though. Because yeah, yeah. Like, dogs pick up on like.
Wait,
like,
we can do
such
this.
A funny thing to say about dog like consciousness.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
that's you talk true. To the dog. You change about your cat's name. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Never
Haley, Kaylee, there's tons of them, but they
none
suck.
Of them are good. No, yeah. Like, I want, like, something silly, you know?
But like, what's this? What would you like?
I don't like know. Biscuit? No, like.
Corduroy?
Corduroy is actually
a common name.
He's looking
corduroy.
At stuff. Corduroy. Like, Schmegma.
Ring light.
Mushroom.
Come here, Schmegs. Mushroom. Come on,
no,
Schmeggy.
I do love a food name for a
yeah,
dog.
Schmeggy.
Okay. No.
Oh, cheddar.
Schmeggy.
Cheddar
McSchmegster.
Yeah. Dick Cheese. How about,
how about
Richard Cheese?
Richard Cheese.
That's actually pretty.
Oh, my God.
Sir Richard Schmeg McCheese.
Cheese was a play on Dick Cheese. I learned that yeah. this second.
I've never heard anyone named Richard Cheese. Have
Richard
you?
Richard Cheese is like an anti-singer. Like, you know how they're anti-comics?
Yeah.
Richard
yeah.
Cheese.
That makes sense.
Dougie was called Tuggy, and Lisa was like, we're not calling him Tuggy.
No. Come here, Tuggy.
There's only room for one Tuggy in this house.
but before he was Tuggy, he was happy, which is really it's such a nice. He's not.
He
a
once was happy.
He was a happy
he was,
Tuggy.
He was happy
he
in
was
the past.
Happy Tuggy.
But he belonged.
The truth in that.
He belonged to an Asian family, so he was happy Wang.
Aww.
I wish I was making that up.
I have one last suggestion.
Please.
I would play on like the whole. I think this would be a funny end.
Mm.
Like play on the whole boss sexual assault stuff and be like, oh, like Doug was humping Clarice.
Right.
But Doug was a human. Like, because you're.
Talk about bestiality.
Yeah.
Because you're playing like, oh, here's a story about
a
human, but it's a dog. Here's a story about a human, but it's a dog.
And then flip it around.
The audience could be like, oh, that's another dog.
Right.
And be like, no, that was
no,
the
that's
boss.
A good punchline.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Like, oh, the boss and, like, a groomer.
Yeah. A groomer.
That's good, though. That wasn't even intentional, you guys.
Yeah. Like the pedophile.
Yeah, yes.
I feel like we need a shoulda said coming out.
I want to see one as dogs. Like having like dogs having an argument.
Pitch us a shoulda said.
Okay. I would like to see a scene.
I think you should be in it first.
Where and one of them is the human who like doesn't understand the words that are being said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying we're cuz it's only the dogs can understand each other.
Okay.
You're setting the scene. Yeah.
Some of us are dogs.
Yeah, and one of them is
it's a groomer / doggy daycare runner.
Sarah, no, one of them is Sarah.
One of them is me.
One of them is Sarah taking care of the dogs in the doggy daycare.
I did bathe dogs.
And the Bailey and Winston do not get along. And I feel like that's enough. I don't know.
Give us a few more. We need like
Lisa is Bailey. Chris is Sarah.
Checks out.
Okay.
Yeah. And Joe, you're Winston, the other dog. So you two are dogs.
Yeah.
You guys are arguing about something. Chris is trying
doing
to
my impression.
Situation without knowing what you're
trying to Yeah.
Bailey, you fucking stole my bone again. You did it. You knew it.
I'll take it whenever I want.
How dare you even say, you know that I'm a golden shepherd. I'm the best kind of dog there is.
I'm pretty sure that was the best kind of dog in the 80s.
Well, just because
why are they arguing? Are they hungry? What's happening right now?
This fucking idiot again.
Oh, fuck.
I'm so sick of her. Are you kidding me?
She's looking at me. That's so sweet. I love you too, Bailey.
You know what she did to my ass the other day? I don't even want to talk about it.
What did she do?
Oh, God. She was right up there. She was, like, squeezing, and, like, you should have heard her gag when all of my delicious anal glands came out.
She doesn't know what she has.
Oh,
she gets access to everyone's anal glands, and she gags about it? I would be in heaven.
I fucking hate this job. I just want to be a corporate girly.
Should I bite her? I feel like I should bite her.
If you bite her, I'm going to bite her.
I'm growling. I'm growling. I'm a fighter, baby. Last time I got in a lot of
trouble. You're in trouble with me already. You may as well get in trouble with her.
I don't care about you. You can't put me in the bad places.
I can put you into the worst places.
It's me, Lady Miranda Puffington, the resident cat.
Oh, this fucking bitch.
What are you two bitching about again?
Oh, God.
Stand down, bitches.
Why does that, like, everyone calm down when the cat gets here? This makes no sense.
I rub around her feet. She gives me treats. You guys, you gotta stop your fighting. This is a good gig we got going on here.
This fucking cat. You know what?
Come at me, brah.
Sarah, fuck her. Lady Miranda Hugging Kiss, or whatever the fuck her name was. It's time to kill this cat.
Yes, good luck catching me, bitches. I'm out of here. Right. Fancy.
Nice.
That was good.
Yeah. Gonna take it for a real good meal.
Does anybody have one ready to go?
This is just a premise, but I have a thing where, like, I'm actually really disgusted by intestines and having them.
Intestines.
So, we were watching, my fiancé and I were watching a show, and someone in the show basically got turned into a robot without them knowing it. So, they realized this, and it was, like, this pivotal plot moment. And my fiance turned to me, he's like, what would you do in that case? And I was like, well, what would you do? And he was like, I think I'd kill myself. And I was like, I would be thrilled. Like, you don't have to, like, if I woke up and I found out that all of the intestines had been removed from my body, that would be honestly the best thing that could have ever happened to me. Like, the less shit inside my skin, the better. Literally be skin and bones. Like, I love that. So that's, like, true, all of it.
I hate being the person to bring this up, but I feel like if you said, like, skin and bones and tits or something, like, I don't know. No one thinks that's funny.
Or it's like, don't get rid of the tits, okay? Let's say, okay, hold on. Hey.
Nobody, everybody, like, keep the tits.
Three most important points.
Oh, God. No, I just feel like that would be, like, it turns into a punchline, you know, like, or like a tag, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or something like that. Like, it could be another body part.
Puss.
Yeah. Skin and bones. Yeah, skin and bones.
I feel like if I had big tits, that would work. Yeah. I'd be like, skin and bones and tits, and people would be like, sorry.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I think that there's something
WAP.
There.
Skin and bones and WAP.
Yeah. Skin People bones and it, that and it and
oh,
it
wow.
Wait, that a racial epithet
or a term for an Italian?
Yeah, you don't. Wait.
No, it's they don't say WAP.
Yeah,
yes, they do.
That
yeah,
was
yeah,
a hard A.
Yes,
it's
ass.
WOP.
I have WAP. Never pronounced that. WAP.
What is the word you're talking about?
This is heavy, like, Mandela effect or butterfly effect. Whatever.
Mandela.
What yeah. are you talking about?
This is a Bernstein Bears situation.
It is
for me.
The song Wet Ass Pussy.
Oh.
By Megan Thee Stallion. And oh.
Yes. The problem is,
Lisa knows.
I'm very old.
Even
you
I know that one.
Relationship
I'm
with
older.
Names today.
You are older.
Megan Thee Stallion
and Cardi
B.
Let us know in the comments if it's pronounced WAP or WAP.
Spell it out.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yet,
it's not pronounced WAP. Which
it's
I feel bad even saying this. It's like saying the F word.
I feel like who knows? Maybe that's Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion trying to, like, reclaim. You know, like,
yes, Italian? Yeah.
those well-known Italians.
She is a stallion.
She's
Italian
stallion. Stallion, yeah.
Sylvester Stallone's fucking pussy.
Oh my god. We're getting away from the bit.
Being disgusted with your own intestines is funny.
Yeah.
I would add in, like, taking, like, the cleansing teas.
Ooh.
To always get yourself with no shit.
Oh
my god.
You know,
Drinking oil.
You know what that reminds me of? Is like that fucking. Have you guys heard that? What's it? Urban legend of the kid who sits on.
Yes.
Drain in the pool and all his intestines.
Yes. Yes.
Chuck Palahniuk.
Like, oh. Or like on a plane, right?
Yeah.
On a plane.
Yeah. Got,
no, I've not heard this.
I also haven't heard. Wait, that.
Wait, you know about Schmegma, but you don't know about.
Yeah. There's an urban legend of a kid, and I guess there, so it happened on a plane in some of them, but
okay,
like
yeah.
The one that I know is a kid is in a pool,
yeah.
And he's swimming around, and he goes and he sits on the drain, but the drain cover is gone, and he sits there, and the drain starts sucking his intestines out of the
yeah,
asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, it's just, just flapping around like
he's flapping around like a fucking.
Oh my yeah. God, could you imagine trying, like, if he stays alive and you pull that kid out of the pool and
he'd
you just
be so
like.
So relieved because he doesn't know it's like a magic trick.
Yeah, yeah, it would be like the magic, like.
The
oh
my
God. Snarves coming out of your throat. Like,
yeah. Oh my
but
God.
Like prolapse.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Chuck Palahniuk wrote a book called Guts about a guy who did that and then turned it into. Oh, I think like scamming people in restaurants, pretending to choke or something like that.
Oh, it's called Choke then, isn't it?
Oh, that's Choke. Okay, yeah, so Guts is something else about another psychopath. Because Chuck Palahniuk wrote Fight Club and then was like, I'm real important. Oh, yeah. I'm going to write about all the fucking assholes.
What is it about them that it's that they like contain a bunch of shit?
It's like I
like 40, I, 40 feet.
It's honestly that I never ever want to see.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I never. Oh my God, so
they're like, absurdly long. Like,
they're very.
A
light.
Friend of mine.
I can't believe I have 40 feet of anything.
Yeah,
I think they.
Except for the cook.
Telling this because I will not indicate who they are at all. But
it's Patrick,
mine,
isn't it?
No, a friend of mine gave birth, and she had a prolapse.
Yeah,
and that bothered me so much.
Vagine.
No,
my boyfriend. I was like at home and I was sleeping and like so she had told me that I went to sleep. I'm like sleeping on the couch and apparently in my sleep and he was like really upset about it. Like he thought maybe I don't know what he thought, but he was like I woke up and he's like, "You were saying some interesting things in your sleep."
Oh my gosh!
Like, what? And he was like, "You were talking about anal prolapses," and I was like, "Yeah, because my friend. What did you think that I was like, doing with that? Like, did you think that was some weird kink that I had been exploring?"
Oh my God!
My friend had an anal prolapse because she gave birth, but it bothered me so much that it was haunting my dreams, and I was like, "Oh my God, anal prolapse!" So like, it's just like I like my worst fear is seeing any part of my insides come out, except for blood. I'm fine with blood. I'll see all the blood.
Oh, of course! Like, yeah. Get the fuck out of here, bud.
Like, even that is funny. Like, just, like, it's everyone.
I could be a bag of blood. I'd be fine.
Skin, bones, and blood. Yeah, like just bones and blood.
And tits. Don't
forget and tits.
What about like an X-ray?
Extra blood.
Or like an MRI. Like I've had X-rays done on my gastro area.
Exactly.
And watched.
And you can see the like thing. The air and the
but
whatever.
That freaks you out too?
I think they have to be where they're not supposed to.
Okay, yeah.
I think that feels, that's pretty normal. Like, to not want to see your insides outside. Like, that.
It's like a survival thing.
But I don't even like the thought of them inside. So I guess that's like, I don't like them.
You're
like,
so impure with your shit intestines.
Exactly. All the rest of us had diamonds and like gravy.
They are in there.
Oh, yeah, they're in there.
I would open with like. Do you guys realize you're full of shit right now?
Oh,
yeah. Everyone have a crisis. About
I like. You should find out how much shit it like it exists in.
Oh my
the average
gosh!
Person.
Yeah, how many pounds? Oh,
yeah,
100 pounds.
No.
How many?
100 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, most of
I keep telling myself that every day.
Oh, there's another urban legend, possibly fact, about how much shit was like inside of Elvis when he died.
That's right.
Oh,
and it being like an insane amount.
There was
probably constipated from drugs or something.
Something
like that.
Going through a real banana sandwich.
Yeah.
Real cheese,
like
banana.
Oh, yeah.
Peanut butter banana.
Me out. I don't know.
And drugs, probably. Drugs.
Yeah.
Mostly.
It was like a peanut butter and jelly and bacon and banana sandwich.
Yeah, sounds so good.
Like grilled cheese. You put butter on either side and you fry it.
Cheese and peanut butter sandwich?
At least you like it, Tom.
Cheese and peanut butter.
I mean, like cheese and peanut butter.
So fucking good.
Pickles and
it sounds like a CNE. Contraption.
Oh, are you already
awful.
Pregnant?
You don't like
are
cheese.
You already
don't
pregnant?
Like
cheese. No.
My stepmom likes peanut butter and mayo sandwiches.
Oh, that's
a monster.
Peanut butter and mayo?
Yeah.
No, those are just two condiments.
Brown
it's not a sandwich.
Brown and white. Peanut butter and jelly.
Like
condiments.
She's really
like
progressive.
Do you like it chunky?
I do like a chunky
peanut schmegma
peanut
But you don't like schmegma?
I hate it.
Schmegma's more gritty.
Oh.
I'd say it's smooth.
Yeah.
tangy.
Did you say tangy? Yuck.
I feel like
yeah, too far.
You can describe smegma in all the ways that you also describe cheese.
Yes.
You mean like this is
cheese.
A
it's cultured.
Unpasteurized.
Maybe that's why.
Tell them about the cheese.
This is
about
your...
The fact that you hate cheese, but everyone thinks you love cheese.
Oh, yeah. I did start a thing about that, too.
Perfect. Let's do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheese. I called it cheese liver. Everyone hates cheese, or loves cheese, sorry, I hate it, and then I kind of go off about cheese slander, because people get real upset when I talk shit about cheese, and then, yeah, people, okay, something that people tell me all the fucking time is that, I tell them I don't like cheese, and they go, well, you got a real cheese-eating personality. And I go, what the fuck does that mean? And like,
you're
like,
a white hipster girl. That's what that means.
I was on Tumblr a lot.
Yeah, you like charcuterie.
That's what everyone thinks, but I actually can't stand it. A, it's mold. Gross. So that's a big part of it. But yeah. Also,
not all cheese.
It comes from mold, does it not?
No, bacteria.
Oh, better.
Oh, yeah.
That's not like, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't know what your issue is. Yeah.
You're right.
Schmegma.
It's just
schmegma.
Just some fucking bacteria. No sweat. Treated, cultured schmegma. Yeah, it sits for a while. I don't know. It's gross. But I do want to know what it means to have a cheese-eating personality, if that's something we can riff on.
I think if anyone made cheese on their own, they would probably be pretty grossed out about it.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look good.
It's gross.
Like, it's milk, it gets clumpy, it curdles.
Yeah.
I have a source to making cheese. I'd probably never eat cheese again.
I would never eat cheese again.
What, you mean like milking a cow?
Yeah, like milking a cow, then scooping off.
Like, who was the first guy who was like, I'm gonna drink that shit? Like, from the tap.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Surely somebody did that.
I resent that it was a man.
Of course it was a man.
Of course it was a man.
He sees cow titties and he's like, oh yeah, my wife's like, titties are good.
Yeah, yeah.
So these are
like,
good.
Wow, those nipples are way longer than my wife's. And there's four. Wow.
Yeah. No, for sure. But who? And then they were like
for me and all my friends.
Yeah.
He took it from the tap and then went, you know what? If I let this sit, let's see what happens.
Right. Yeah.
And then it created cheese.
Well, it's even worse.
Oh god.
I believe. Cheese is made with dairy and rennin.
Rennin is
something from an animal's gut.
Yeah, they're just like, let's just take all this gut leftover shit and then put it together, and then we'll just see what happens. We'll cook it
from like the bladder.
This is
guy stuff. Like, this is things that like guys would do.
Only a man would do this.
But like, even making like trying to like take stomach acid and like combining with milk and be like, you want to try it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Be like, yeah. Like, you're welcome, ladies, with your charcuterie boards.
See, but I don't like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But what does a cheese-eating personality mean?
I think it's approachable. I think it's, like, something everyone likes. I think it's actually a compliment.
It's just like a white girl with bangs.
If you can't see what she does, a white girl.
Might be vegetarian, maybe not.
Depends on the day.
Yeah.
Agnostic about
vegetarianism.
So someone who's, was on Tumblr as a teenager and has bangs now. Is someone who has a cheese.
I associate people who don't eat cheese with like vegans, and like vegans are boring and only want to talk about being vegan. And you're fun, and I want to talk to you, so you seem like you would eat cheese.
But you're still probably
a cheese. Cheese is like indulgent.
Yeah,
therefore fun, I guess.
I'm also like, people get mad about it, and I'm like, but there's more for you. Like, why are you mad at me?
Because we love it so much, we want you to. It's like when people have kids, they're like, you gotta have kids, and it's like, I don't know, it doesn't look like fun, guys.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, join us. I'm like, you just want me to be miserable and full of cheese.
Yeah. I'm watching my figure. Yeah. So I don't want to be eating so much cheese all the time.
I feel like you can get excited about a lot of stuff.
Mm.
And I think a lot of girls get excited about charcuterie boards.
Right, because they have nothing better to talk about.
I think the charcuterie is like the missing link.
Okay.
People are jumping to cheese.
I just get excited about weird shit.
Yeah.
But charcuterie also is like, it's like trendy.
It is
like liking cheese is also trendy. Oh, and like being someone who like decides to go against trend also just like makes boring people uncomfortable. Mm,
pisses people off. Every Hinge profile, like women's Hinge profile I've come across, either talks about clean sheets or charcuterie and wine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
5K runs, a morning coffee. Yeah.
Should I join a run club?
Ew. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's
clean sheets.
Clean sheets.
My guilty pleasure. Clean sheets.
Oh. I mean, that's kind of hot. I'm sorry.
Guilty.
No, but when it's every profile. Guilty.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm like, no, even on ChatGPT.
It's just like, should your sheets not be clean? I don't.
Yeah.
Why is that a guilty pleasure?
Yeah.
Dirty sheets are the guilty
pleasure.
Yeah. I like my sheets.
Eating Ritz crackers in bed.
And then just wiping it off.
There was a girl I was obsessed with in college that I completely disregarded the red flag that she liked having not washed her sheets for like the first like 4 months of being in college.
4 months?
She liked it.
She liked it. Yeah, she liked how to they marry smelled. It. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was into her she own worked with pheromones.
Yeah. Apes.
Maybe okay, she well then, wow. Again, bury the lead.
Yeah,
yeah. She was a primatized. She was like a primatologist.
Oh, she was getting way too into her work.
So you love those stinky sheets.
I was no. She, I don't know.
Yeah, those gorilla sheets.
Get in those stinky sheets?
I did get in.
Wait,
the stinky
this girl hung out with
up the sheets.
But I was so were they stinky?
She hung out with primates and didn't wash her sheets.
Yeah, I don't think
she needed to get real clear on
that. Yeah, she showered. Oh, actually, that's another funny detail. I remember I took a shower at her house the first night that I... the morning after I stayed over for the first time and only time.
Yeah.
Her and all of her roommates had, like, coffee... Like, they had, like, a bunch of coffee ground grit on the... on the surface of their like bathtub where their shower was.
What?
And I was like, what's that? And they're like, oh yeah, like we use like old coffee grounds as like an exfoliant.
Actually,
yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
And I think that's that I said, you guys are weird.
That's the least weird thing.
That yeah. is actually.
You said a lot of weird shit.
Yeah.
And that one is common.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. No. That girl, I don't know.
That is a bit like
that girl had a lot of things I wanted.
I should do that.
Yeah.
And I had hopes, and I hoped that they would rub off of me.
Like the tits.
Oh, wow. Look, people got real
tits. She had small tits.
Oh, I see.
Tina Turner tits.
Oh,
little mosquito bites.
Teeny Turner.
Oh, does she? I don't remember. Tina yeah. Turner's.
No.
Tina Turner's got a rack.
I don't know. What
she might not anymore.
I don't know what she's working with. Oh, did she have breast cancer?
I think she has death.
She's dead.
Oh, they've been eaten.
I thought. No, she's not.
Yes, she is. Tina Turner
is alive. Well,
my girlfriend's mom.
Your girlfriend's mom is Tina Turner?
How long it takes.
She's so dead.
Last year.
She just had like a tribute concert recently. So that may be what you
went to the tribute music.
What you saw.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, she's alive.
I went to her musical.
Oh, that's the worst. You're like, what have I been doing since she died?
Oh, shit, I didn't post about it on my story.
I haven't been mourning.
Simply the best, man.
Simply
post
the
about
best.
It now. Yeah,
simply
the
breast.
R.I.P. Tina the breast.
Gone too soon.
Should have said a scene about people who are disgusted by entirely reasonable things.
That's good.
Yeah. That's too short.
Yeah. You're disgusted by something entirely reasonable that you eat, Forrest. Chris, you're disgusted by something entirely reasonable that is on the outside of your body. Brooke, you are disgusted by something entirely reasonable that you encounter every single day, but isn't edible or part of your body.
Okay. Where are we?
And you're all on the subway.
Is that you? Okay.
We take you to the subway.
We're all on the subway.
Yes, and now... Subway, go.
Oh my God, are you drinking water?
Yes.
Are you?
Do I know you?
It has no color.
Babe, do you know that guy?
No, he's just started talking to me.
Why? Like, why would you drink? It has no color. That means it has no nutrients.
Ugh. My
body.
You're
just gonna piss that out later.
Why are you so worried about water?
Yeah, dude. What's your fucking
water's
problem?
Weird.
Don't you realize all the windows in here are flowing?
What?
Like glass flows. You don't know that? You can't tell.
It's disgusting. I've heard this, it's like very slow though.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
That is weird.
I agree. Yeah, I'm trying to like keep myself calm because I'm surrounded by windows.
Oh my God, babe. My what?
You're wearing a watch.
Oh, God. It's flowing?
No, it's just... What? You know, I hate what's time. You know, time is a...
I can't... Babe. I can't stop it.
You can stop... I know you can't stop time, but you can stop your watch. Are you wearing a watch, too? Waterboy?
Yeah. It's weird to be a weirdo about time. You have no control over it.
Like, you have no control over water. You're 70% water.
You should see a therapist.
I am a therapist, actually.
I would. Okay, well, I'm. Can
what
I?
What do you do for a living?
Body, water boy? What body certified
you? What do you do? Do you swim for a living, make a water formal boy? Complaint.
No, about I that? Hate, no, I hate water.
Oh.
Water, well, actually, no, I love swimming in water. I don't, why don't had you that, drink water.
You have that flutter board. I just clear. Assumed.
I have the flutter board.
You're carrying a flutter board on the subway. I thought you were going to swim practice or something.
Yeah, yeah, water's made to be swimming, not.
What happens when it gets in your mouth, water boy?
You spit it out because it's gross.
What do you do when you cry, water boy?
Yeah,
those are tears. Like, I'm not drinking any of these things. They're just tears.
But it's covering your face.
Yeah, exactly. Grosses you out. Water, yeah, water is made to be cried.
You take a shower. It's for swimming. It's not for drinking. Like 4-month-old sheets that are
gross. What do you think is weird, sir? You haven't piped up about what things you don't like.
I'm weirded out by windows and that they're flowing and moving all the time.
You look like someone that would have had something unusual about your body that you found strange. not windows.
Windows are outside my body.
I was confused just looking at you.
Windows are the eyes of the soul, water boy.
Water boy. Yeah, I'm water boy.
What's your name? So, I don't know. I'm Jackie.
No, I don't want to know your name, so you guys are weird.
You started talking to us, water boy.
I was minding my own business, drinking my water.
Yeah, gross. Stop doing that.
Again, babe. You...
Like, you guys, I have a website.
Okay, what's your website?
Everyone has a website.
Yeah.
You know what the three W's in every website address stand for? Water Weird World.
Oh my God, babe, it's Kevin Costner. I just clocked him. Holy shit. Kevin, oh my God. I get it.
Dryland.
I get it now. Mr. Costner, you kind of sucked in Tin Cup.
And I don't even know who you are.
Waterworld was my masterpiece.
Fred doesn't know who you are.
Yeah.
How's that feel, Waterman?
And I know lots of people.
Tell me more about these windows. Window what?
I don't like to think about it.
Window weirdo.
Listen, Fred could take you.
A new name for him. He
Kevin Costner, Fred could take you. Okay.
What are you, time, bitch?
I said my name is Jackie.
I don't want to know your name. I already said that.
Wow. I'm going to go on like TMZ and post a video of this.
Person. Like, do you even know that person? You're just...
I hate touching.
Okay, we're in a crowded subway. There's going to be some touching.
We're in a crowded subway. It's weird to not. It's weird to have an opinion about touching.
I hate touching.
Move to a country. Oh my God!
I love corduroy. I hate time. It's soothing for me.
Trust
it's
her.
Tactile.
She's a therapist. Okay.
I'm a therapist.
This is good for you.
I can help
you. She's a therapist that hates time. You know what I always say?
Time is
about time.
What do you say?
Time is the only real currency.
Wow. Time is money. I know. Fucking Kevin Costner. Fucking Yellowstone cunt.
Wait. Time bitch. Did you say your name was Donna?
It's Jackie.
God, Fred. And you're water boy.
Even I know it's Jackie.
Kevin.
And you're window weirdo.
Kevin. This is Fred. Okay, one. Fred. Your name? Melinda?
How'd you know?
I'm also a psychic therapist.
Yeah.
I'm a psychic psychotherapist.
Yeah. What do you charge? What do you charge per hour?
For you?
Yeah. For like the
No, just regular. Not for anyone in particular. Regular.
Well, for the douchebag fee is at least five.
What's the Melinda fee?
Well, do you do exposure therapy with touching?
I don't really sleep with my patients. So.
To take her therapy, you need to drink water.
Yeah, you do. You have to drink water. I will not see you.
Coca-Cola.
I will not see you. It does not count.
Mostly water. It doesn't count.
It has color. He's
got you there. Sprite.
Yeah, doesn't count.
Can we do Sprite?
No.
Do we like Sprite?
It has to be water. No.
Flavored water.
No. Purple. Nothing clear. Clear things are weird.
You guys
are coming under this window idea, honestly.
Wait a minute. Like, I'm, watch I'm, this.
Now I, You want to hang out?
You know what, Fred? Yeah. I met Melinda. You know?
She seems like a bad time.
What's happening right now?
She seems like
now?
A bad time. She doesn't like... Did you hear...
Is it the watch thing?
Window guy.
It's
I mean, like
watches. It's the watch.
Window
it's
guy.
Time.
I made a pun.
I don't have time for this.
I don't have time for you. Yeah. Melinda, let's get out of here. There's our stop.
Bye.
Time's up.
Psycho.
Time's up, time, bitch.
Cause when our eyes did meet, girl, you know I was packing heat.
Joe, you got a bit?
I don't have one, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
What? You haven't done one, Brick.
Brick?
Brick.
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 Brick. Throw that brick through a window.
Brick. Brick. Brick.
You guys, I'm seriously having a Mandela effect about this. I've only heard people say WAP.
It's WAP. It's WAP, man.
What?
Oh, that just feels WAP. Canadian. Like, what do you call the...
WAP feels American.
What do you call the Indonesian island that people like to go to that's very nice?
Bali.
Epstein's?
Bora Bora.
Bali. Okay.
Is that what you're trying to get us to
yes.
do?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call the Italian noodle?
There's pasta. A lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Spaghetti. I have a premise. Wait. Okay, it's like, it very, very, very rough because it's like half in my brain hole and some of it down here. So the premise
down
is
where?
I need to write a bit about my cunty mother-in-law before she dies because then after before it's not going to work.
Oh, that's too far.
Out of the bed.
Why? Because you want her to hear it?
No! No, she did say my stand-up is different.
You don't want to disrespect the deceased.
Yeah, it won't be funny if she's dead already.
Right.
I completely disagree with like saying mean things about people that are dead. They're dead. Who cares?
Also true.
They can't defend themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's...
They can...
We were not on the same side.
Easy
target, baby.
So, okay, so some of it comes with the idea of, like, getting the audience on my side at the beginning where I talk about, I call my mother-in-law Cuntia. Her name is Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is fair because she wanted to name my husband Beaver.
What?
Yeah.
What? Beaver
This is a
Converse?
True story.
From Leave It to Beaver.
Whatever. Beaver. She wanted to call Gene Beaver.
Jesus.
First name Beaver.
This tells you a lot about the woman, so I feel like it gets the audience on my side to like leave.
If his name was Beaver, do you think you would have married him?
I don't think he would have survived. I think he would be dead.
You are what you eat, so.
Beaver Converse. It's so funny.
Middle name Muncher?
That's what I said?
Huh?
No, I didn't hear what you said.
You wouldn't have met me. His life would have been totally different if his name was Beaver.
Yeah, that dude's a lumberjack who like...
The Beaver.
Yeah,
he
might have been the coolest kid in school.
Yeah, maybe he would have been so cool.
I think he would have been bullied. Let's be honest. I think he like
was he not bullied?
Wait, you're telling me kids in Canada wouldn't like it if somebody was named Beaver? That doesn't sound right from an American.
We love beavers.
I don't know. So there's something with that, and like I did unfriend her on Facebook, and so now every time we're around, I have to pretend I don't have Facebook, which is sometimes hard when I'm like, oh yeah, on Facebook, I'm like. Oh,
I think if you end up saying on stage that he was almost named Beaver,
yeah.
You should say you call him Beaver because you are what you eat.
Yes, I like that.
That was good.
That was what I said.
Good. That was good. He does
like
to munch the bush. He really does.
And now you yawn, and we love
it. I know. I learned yawning. It's so good. Oh.
You learned yawning. What is yawning? For the people that don't have the context.
Google it.
Yeah, so I don't know. That was one of my...
I don't think Googling yawning is going to give the context.
It's about blowjobs.
It's about opening your throat.
Yeah.
And I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think the tense, that tense feeling that everyone got, like, I think means there's something there.
For sure.
It's about landing that plane.
Land that plane.
Yeah. I feel like there's lots of content. And Gene doesn't care, thankfully.
That's good.
Right. Yeah.
We can make fun of Gene.
Is there more? Like, more things?
About my mother-in-law?
That makes her cunty Cynthia.
I mean,
why is she such a cunt?
That gets too, I don't know, I guess I have to funny it up, but like, no, not too personal, but like, she calls me your wife, like, she won't say my name anymore, she just says, how's your wife?
Ooh.
But like that, or like, when we hang out, she like, won't look at me, she'll like, and if I start speaking, she'll be like,
oh,
like, I can only speak when she like,
ask me a question, which is very rare. That sounds not as funny.
That laugh sounds like you're not feeling anything about it.
I don't care. She's actually like taught me to like not care so much about what people think. That's like good. I always got along with my ex's mother-in-law. Like most of my ex-mother-in-laws, until they probably watched the stet about all the tall guys that I fucked. I recognized their sons in them, and I did post it on YouTube. But anyways, they all loved me more than their, well, not more, but they liked me. We got along.
That's a good way to land the plane.
Yeah, I'm a mother-in-law cat.
Yeah, like, you're like a dream.
Yeah,
yeah. I was going to say, like, you learn from her to not give a fuck what anyone thinks.
Yeah.
And now she's, like, reaping the reward of that.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a wholesome way to end it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I like that.
Reaping the, what's the reward?
Not reaping the reward. She's like sleeping in the bed that she made.
Yeah,
which is like, ooh, you know.
Speaking of sleeping in beds, oh God. Oh. She like
rusty sheets.
Yeah, she doesn't wash them for 4 months.
No, she just into
her. Did you fuck Hunter?
No, she'll come into our bedroom and like
no,
like, no.
She just like has no boundaries. Yeah,
she'll walk into your bedroom.
Oh. Yeah, she would, or just like corner you somewhere, and you're just like, oh fuck, or just like ask really pointed like stuff where I'm like, just no, it would get to the point where I'd be like, Jean, you can't go to the bathroom unless we go to the same time.
Oh my god,
because like if you leave me alone with her, she will say some fucked up shit to me.
Oh.
I mean,
I misunderstood.
Yeah.
What did you understand?
Yeah. I thought.
Yeah, what did you think?
What did you glean from that?
I thought you meant that his mom forced him to go to the bathroom with her.
Oh, no, yeah, that would have been sick. Oh.
That's what I heard.
She does like accidentally call him like other men's and like her
lovers. Like,
shut.
Oh my God.
But I mean, she's 82, so there's also like
Was that something that happened when she was younger too, or it's just like a dementia thing?
I think it might be a more recent thing, but she'll like constantly like she's been not seeing this guy named Bill, so she's always calling her son Bill. That's so
There could be something in that with like the naming, right? Like Beaver and then Bill and like, you know,
yeah, she didn't want to keep whatever. Calling him all the men.
And Gene is not his birth name, right? That's what I call him.
Right, like,
And shit, that makes her mad, too.
What?
Oh,
Is his birth name Beaver?
His birth name is John, which was his dad's name.
Oh. Yeah. Why does he
middle name Gene?
That's how I met him, and like his best friend gave him that nickname in university.
Oh, great.
And so to me, he's Gene, and I can't call him John.
Great.
It was like hard when we got married. The like lady that married us was like, and I was like, Gene. Like, I hate it. I like, he's John at work, but he's Gene in, like, friendships.
Weird.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So, I don't know.
That's fascinating.
Is it?
It is.
I mean, like, it's not a nickname, is it? Like, Gene, it's like, it's a full name.
That's a nickname.
I guess.
Yeah.
Anything
my name's not Joe. My name is Joseph.
Yeah.
But
I'm Joe.
But Gene isn't short for John.
That's true.
Turns out it is.
Yeah. There's some names that have, like, weirdest, like...
Oh, yeah.
The short... Like, John and Jack? Isn't that's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like,
or
what
William and Bill is always weird.
Oh, God, yeah.
Why are you not William?
Richard and Dick?
Yeah, Richard and Dick.
Do any of you guys know what the short one is for Forrest?
No.
No.
Frosty.
Oh!
Fuck directly off.
Like the snowman.
Yeah.
Actually not.
That's really cute.
That's, wow.
No one's ever called me Frosty, and I don't want to be called Frosty, but that is
fucking
No, you told us because you want to be called Frosty.
No.
Frosty's been waiting.
Yeah,
starting here today.
Wait, I haven't seen all this Frosty Beaver stuff Olsen. And you're... Show your birth certificate says Frosty?
No.
Oh,
that's like the
that's like the
Frosty is the informal.
Oh, yes. You thought Forrest was short.
I did hear that.
You think my name is Frosty? Yeah, you think my parents named me Frosty?
That common human name, Frosty.
Oh my God.
Listen,
that we shortened by.
I would argue that more people know who Frosty is than who Forrest is. No offense, Forrest, but more people.
Forrest
know.
I feel like more people know who Forrest Gump is than Frosty.
Than Snowman.
Yes.
Wrong.
Not
a chance.
No. I think.
Maybe in North America.
Yeah.
I was about to say, internationally, in the world, I think more people know who Forrest Gump is.
No, I think more people internationally.
Oh, I bet she's the
other
way around, yeah.
What?
I don't
think we can actually settle this, unfortunately.
This feels like some Canadian snow people propaganda.
You grew up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I know, but. But, like, whatever, never mind. Anybody else have any bits?
Yeah, thanks, Frosty.
Yeah, that's your name now.
Sick.
Frost, this is what he wanted the whole
Frost
time.
Frost is actually...
Frost
is like
mm-hmm. Frost. Oh god.
Yo, what's up, Frost? Like,
oh my god. I can see myself just turning into a super douche.
Yeah. And your fraternity name for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. What's yeah. up, I'm Frost? Frost Olson.
Yeah. Longboarding.
Frost was so iced.
Like I get frost. I asked girls if I can ice their back or their face.
Shell necklace.
Yeah.
Oh no! Instead of a pearl necklace, it's a shell.
Yeah. Shell necklace, baby. I'm sure.
I feel like you're constantly confused by me when I make jokes like that versus like give heartfelt emotional advice.
Yeah, that's right.
You're scandalizing, dear Chris. Here, you
No. Chris and I have genuinely
jacked off vulnerable. Together.
Yeah.
Obviously.
That's what friends do, bro.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Brooke just
feelings
played
are
me.
Gay.
Brooke just played me mm-hmm. in this bit. No. Chris and I have like genuinely useful and emotional and vulnerable conversations.
Well, during the day.
So it's
during
funny.
The day.
So at night when he's like, oh, I fuck.
You guys
jerk off. Make jokes bags. About icing on someone's back. Yeah. I contain multitudes, guys.
Contain multitudes.
Sure to see.
During the day, frosted.
Frosted. Nice.
Just like a glazed donut.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Frosty's house as a neon sign.
You have to
put above my bed.
A little snowflake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Little snowflake with your necklace. Horse with maybe condoms. A snowflake earring.
Yes, the horse bust.
Yeah.
Joe, do we have a scene?
Sure to set a scene.
Okay.
We're at an orgy.
Oh great. Already off to a great start. Yep.
And every single one of us calls each other by the wrong name, a different wrong name, every single time. And we're pretending not to notice, but we're noticing every time.
Wait, so everyone's... Wait! Everyone's calling each other the wrong name?
Every time.
Okay. Lisa, you looked ready to go.
I like it.
Oh, Drew. Joe is named Joe Drew, and he really hates when people call him Drew.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't even know. We can't.
That's a part of the lore of this podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. No, Lisa, what were you going to say?
That was the scene.
That was the scene. That was the scene. Thanks for ruining my premise. That was episode 2 of Should Have Said. Thanks for joining us. We really welcome all of your feedback. Please remember to like, subscribe, smash that favorite button. Do whatever it is that you do on any of your podcast platforms, and just keep coming back. Thanks again. We'll see you soon.